How y'all doing out there, huh? Hey, it is Elimination Chamber Saturday, and hey, look, we are officially in process and progress, right? Wrestling, talking about wrestling like nobody else in the world, and one of the most pivotal nights on the road to WrestleMania. We knew you wanted to hear from us. It was a good possibility. So here we are. It is time to get ready for the first Black Champ podcast, and I am still your podcast Intercontinental Champion, Cam from the Port.
And I am JR Bang, live from Chicago, or the Chicagoland area. You know, I don't want to roast my horizon. But make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download the Barbershop Network, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, home of FBCPOD. Make sure you follow us on everything at the FBCPOD. And we are live at the same time as Elimination Chamber. Alexa Bliss is the first person that's coming out to come into one of the pods. So very interesting to see who's going to start this matchup. They are starting with the Women's Elimination Chamber, as always. And the winner of this match will go up against Jade Cargill, because Liv Morgan chose Stephanie McQueer. As expected. Now, I ain't tripping, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, even though long-form storytelling would have said pick Jade, it's not the right time for that on any level. It's not the right time.
And considering who's all in this match, we have Raquel Rodriguez in this match as well. No, yeah, you're right. It's probably doing that. But Jay Cargill, she has a suite. They said on the pre-show that she has a suite and she will be watching. Now, something interesting on SmackDown happened yesterday. So Rhea Ripley and Io Sky lost the women's tag team championships to the Irresistible Forces. I didn't even know they had a name until last night. On Friday, the Irresistible Forces, and something should have registered in my head that, hey, they got a name. They probably won in the tag team championships, but Nia Jax and Lash Legend are the new women's tag team championships.
Last week,
you were talking about how, like, Rhea Ripley was one of those people that you felt like should win, but was it going to win? Are we now changing that pick? Being that Rhea Ripley does not have a title around her waist now.
No, damn, you know what? No, wait. I forgot who I went with. I forgot who else is in there.
You had Raquel Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so no. So now I absolutely got Rhea winning. Yeah, I got Rhea winning now. Granted, I was kind of foreshadowing seeing them lose the tag team titles. I just wasn't sure to who. So, and with them, and to be honest, I would have thought Raquel going over on Stephanie would have been like some Brown Pride type deal.
Yeah.
So since that's all out the window, I'm now picking Rhea. Sorry, Raquel, but they edged you out of this. Sorry.
Yeah, I think Rhea Ripley and Io Sky losing them tag team championships was an executive decision. When you look at, because even when I was talking about who I think was going to win last week, I was like, well, if Rhea Ripley is going to have the tag team championships, then you might as well go ahead and give it to the one you trust, the one you know. And that's the woman that's coming down the aisle right now, Asuka. But last night, Rhea Ripley wins. Rhea Ripley versus Jay Cargill sells tickets. But we talked about last week about how Hey, man, the storylines of WrestleMania, they got to go ahead and kick it up a notch, and don't know outside of what they're talking about. I mean, outside of CM Punk and Roman Reigns, which is now one of two matches announced, with Stephanie Vaquer and Liv Morgan being the second one, you need some star power matches.
Yep.
And there's no bigger women, no bigger star on the women's side than Rhea Ripley. Now, I know I've been itching for Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair for the last two WrestleManias.
Mm.
And we ain't gonna get that this year because Bianca is still recuperating from the injury that she suffered from last year's WrestleMania. We're going to get the next best thing. We're going to get Jade Cargill versus Rhea Ripley. And as Raquel Rodriguez is coming out right now, and side note, Raquel coming out, you know, in Chicago, you know, whether you are a SD or you are 2-6 or Latin King, I wonder which one of y'all are clapping it up for Miss Raquel Rodriguez. But it makes sense. You put the biggest star in the women's division versus, I would say, the best looking star in the women's division.
For sure.
Jade Cargill looks like a star. She is a powerhouse. She connects all of the dots that when you're looking for a star, what you're going after. Yesterday she was at the Bulls game with the pink and green on, and she's representing for all the sisters for the AKAs. And then you add that to the fact, right. And then you add that to the fact where is the demographic that we look at and we always talk about, like her. Then that's the one that they like. So you add that going up against Rhea Ripley, and then it's two powerhouses. This is the female version. Jade Cargill versus Rhea Ripley, if this is the match that they go with, is the female version, is the woman version of Big E, big, meaty women bumping me.
Hey, let's go sign me up. Sign me up.
This is the women's version of big, meaty women bumping meat if they decide to go with Jay Cargill versus Rhea Ripley, who is coming out right now. They did the live and loud leveler. So, I mean, look, they know who they got in the star Rhea Ripley. And I'm definitely changing my pick, and we will discuss this and more as we go through this, as we're watching live from the United Center, Elimination Chamber 2026. Let's go into Bronson Reed is now joining Bron Breakker and Seth freaking Rollins as members or former members of the Vision, who are out on the injured list. Seth freaking Rollins sold the injury. Bron Breakker, hernia. And now Bronson Reed, torn biceps. Reportedly, allegedly, Bronson Reed was supposed to win his triple threat match versus Jey Uso and the OG El Grande Americano. But early in the match, he tears his biceps. So it damn near turns into a one-on-one. Jey Uso wins. We'll get to the Jey Uso part in the second one. But at this point, there's no Seth. Bron Breakker's out.
Mm-hmm.
Bronson Reed is out.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me do this right. Let me just do this right. Do we care about division?
Well, technically, yes. Yes, we do. Because it's the only faction to eliminate itself in the process of expanding. It's the only one. You've never seen this before. You probably never see it again. Like, literally, all the founding members are gone, and it's active. That's right. Never can go wrong.
Never could go wrong with big, meaty women bumping me. Never. When I tell y'all, I've been saying this since day one. If there was ever a day one moment here on this podcast, this is one of them. I had said, when this shit started, I don't care about division. They've never given me anything to care about. They didn't even have a name for a minute. We couldn't even figure out what the hell was going on for a minute.
Yeah.
Now, the founding members are done. One by one. Robert Duvall passed away as Kiana James is coming down of the ramp. She's going to be one of the first people to start Nubian Queen. Love you. When Robert Duvall passed away, they had a photo, you know, on The Godfather, when they were sitting at the table eating, everybody left out, and in the order they left out was the order of the death. The order of the last person entered is basically this situation here. Bronson Reed, the last one to go. He was the last member, original member of Division.
Mm-hmm.
Bronson Reed, hernia. Both of those people are out indefinitely. And then you got Seth freaking Rollins, who started all of this, who on First Take and on Get Up on ESPN this week said that it's up to the doctors at this point whether he can return for WrestleMania or not.
Mm.
Now, this is different to what he's been saying. Like, yo, I'm out.
Yeah.
Now he said it's up to the doctors.
Yeah.
But if he were to do it, the two people that put him out ain't wrestling.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns got CM Punk, the other person you hate, the other two people you hate. So it really makes no sense for Seth Rollins to be at WrestleMania to fight anybody.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to the Masked Man in a second, but the founding three members are gone. So then when you look at this, it's Paul Heyman. And that's it.
Yeah.
And as much as I love Paul Heyman, when I look at the vision now, I'm looking at the vision when they had Joe McGillicuddy. What was his name? Mike McGillicuddy.
Mike McGillicuddy.
I missed his real name. This is like Paul Heyman saying that Mike McGillicuddy is the future. That's Austin Theory. And Logan Paul, like that, we'll get into that too, but there's really no reason for this faction to exist. There's none.
Yeah, at all. At this point, Paul Heyman just needs to call himself the Vision, because he's the only consistent thing with the faction in general.
This is, and Tiffany Stratton is coming down the aisle right now. So it'll be Kiana James and Tiffany Stratton starting off the Women's Elimination Chamber. Yeah. Division is at this point not needed. Paul Heyman just tell the guys it's over with.
Yeah.
I'm firing both of y'all. Call it a day. At this point, especially what I saw on SmackDown on Friday, just the when Logan Paul said that he wanted to be a part of Elimination Chamber, and you got Austin Theory with the anger problems, apparently, like they need to calm his temper. It's like the guy that's there to take the pin is now the second guy. They're not even two people that I'll look at and be like, yo, y'all could go ahead and go after the tag team championship at this point.
Yeah.
It's a wrap for the vision.
Yeah, man.
And you know what? This group probably shouldn't have started in the first place if y'all listen to me. If y'all listen
to me. It's true, though.
Speaking of, got a question for you. Y'all can turn it off now. I got a question for you. The mystery attacker yesterday on Friday on SmackDown was revealed to be some random white guy. Now, this white guy ain't too random because he's a member of, I can't remember his name, but he's a member of Seth Rollins' Black and Brave, Black and Brave Collective, his wrestling school out in Davenport, Iowa. Mm-hmm. So there is a connection, if you want to say it's a connection, but it looks like that this mystery attacker storyline is over. So if you add that with the whole Vision thing and Seth Rollins getting hurt, and maybe there's a possibility to do something with Seth. And here's the thing, before I even go further.
I thought dude was A-Rod at first, too, on the first blank.
I was like, yo, I don't know who. Oh, this is creator player or something, like just random creator player. But when he got hurt, Bronson Reed got hurt, I was like, man, something said to me, it would be decent, though, if Seth Rollins was going against Bronson Reed at WrestleMania. Simply because even when Bronson Reed turned on, well, joined the division, the one thing that was in my head was like, yo, the one dude that gave you the tsunami like six times, now he's joining your team. So Bronson Reed versus Seth Rollins, it could have literally been, hey, man, you gave me all those tsunamis, so while you joined the group and everything, y'all turned on me. Now I got to get my payback for all of the tsunamis that you gave me.
Mm.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. No, it's not.
That's dead, too. So it looks like that storyline is over. So Donnie's in the chat. He said, will the masked man go down like the Shockmaster? Max, we're going to ask you a different question. And this is a person that I brought up when the mystery attacker came out in the beginning at Survivor Series. Which mystery man reveal was worse? This particular one with the Vision or the Black Scorpion?
Oh, man. See that? Technically the Black Scorpion is worse, but that was involving Hall of Famers, icons, legends in the wrestling space. This is like, I've never seen a reveal and I was like, you know, they could end this with security just escorting dude out and it would make total sense. Like they didn't really like, again, I thought it was Alex Riley at first glance. then I think it's A-Rod. Nobody really reacts. And then even the commentary was like, yo, that's dude ass. Like, oh, yo, what's dude ass here for? Like, and I was just like, okay. So
they treated his ass like a fan. Yeah. And had security go ahead and escort him out. All right, we got real quick. We have another member entering the chamber, and it is Asuka. So is Asuka going to get to... Oh, okay. Hey, look. Look, let me just state this now. I'm going to continue saying this. Since Royal Rumble, Kiana James has been impressive. And Kiana James not waiting for Asuka to come out the pod, going in and attacking her, even though she's getting her ass kicked right now. That's the stuff that I like to see out of Kiana James, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to be in this high profile of a match. She got to go attack. Asuka's probably about to get her ass out of here real quick, but this is what I like. And she's beating the hell out of Tiffany Stratton as well. This is one of the reasons why I said that, hey, if anybody before Rhea Ripley gets in the match should be at WrestleMania, Asuka versus Jade Cargill, I wouldn't mind seeing. All right, so back to this mystery attacker shit, though.
Yeah.
So I like your thought around the Hall of Famers. Here's the caveat here. Because of some shit, both of the reveals was messed up. Ric Flair was never meant to be the Black Scorpion.
Yeah.
If my memory serves me correctly, Al Perez was supposed to be the Black Scorpion. He didn't agree with some stuff, and he left WCW. WCW was like, well, damn, who gonna be the Black Scorpion? And they was like, the Black Scorpion is somebody from Sting's past. A lot of people was like, well, maybe it's the Ultimate Warrior. Maybe he gonna lead the WWE because they had a past.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the Ultimate Warrior. It wasn't Al Perez. It was the dude that he always been battling, Ric Flair.
Yes.
And when you're wrestling the Black Scorpion, Sting, you see him doing all of the Ric Flair moves. You're like, man, get the hell up out of here. Now, the mystery attacker was built off of injury. So I totally get that and understand, and that's rather unfortunate.
Yeah.
But the only reason why I go with the Black Scorpion is, damn, y'all was like, Ric Flair? The dude that's always wrestling? There's no point for you to do the Black Scorpion against Rick with being Ric Flair, because we know Ric Flair don't like Sting as Alexa Bliss now enters the Elimination Chamber. With this one, I kind of think you could have still pulled it off. I think it was kind of hasty to be like, ah, let's go ahead and state that the mystery attacker is some random white dude. This is me.
But like, haven't they? Okay. And I'm not saying, like, this is going to make the story better, but this is what I think is going to happen. I think he's literally, like, the decoy. I think that was supposed to happen because it's not really dude, because it's supposed to be somebody else. But my thing is, we're drawing this out for what now? Like, literally anybody that would have been worth a damn to get to WrestleMania against whoever the masked person would have been is out. So if that's drawn out, like, for what and for who now? Because the only person for him to face, and it makes sense, is Logan Paul. But he helping him. So, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't get it. I don't know. And I still feel like it's not over, even though we've seen dude face. Like, I think that was literally on purpose. Like,
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, I'll tell you what, this reveal is way worse. The dude that rushed Bret Hart at his Hall of Fame speech and got jumped and beat up, had more of an impact than dude did. It's like, yo, we were talking about homie for at least 2 weeks and how Dash Wilder clocked him real hard in the face when he was carrying him out. Knocked him out cold and they threw him out. That's what they should have signed for this.
You got a great point. Now, that wasn't the only attack that happened this week. As I had mentioned earlier, Jey Uso was beat up at the beginning of SmackDown. Shouts out to Jacob Fatu that basically told everybody, yo, whoever jumped my cousin getting their ass beat, but now I'm about to go to the hospital. None of y'all, that's why we don't fuck with none of y'all in the first place. Like, Jacob Fatu is getting to a point that Jacob Fatu is too real for the WWE. Like, this is why I've been a fan of his since MLW.
Yeah.
And this is why, as Rhea Ripley comes into the ring right now, this is why I rock with Jacob Fatu. Because there's going to be some moments where it's just not going to feel like acting. This is going to feel real. And last night, with Jey Uso being laid up, and you could tell that was not real. Yeah. But Jacob Fatu's reaction, I could see from any Samoan or black dude or white dude or whoever that's just angry because they cousin in the hospital and you feel like it's all of y'all fault. But Jacob Fatu had to watch his cousin get eliminated out of Elimination Chamber before Elimination Chamber even starts, which left an opening. Now, my dumbass tweeted out, oh, man, are they going to have Drew put up the title? My dumbass knew that wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Should have happened, my opinion, but it didn't.
Right.
They had a match with Jacob Fatu and Logan Paul, and the winner goes to Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
And as you had mentioned, the mystery attacker comes out. He gets his ass beat. And they find out he's just some random dude. And it costs Jacob Fatu the match because Drew McIntyre comes out and does what he's been doing since he's been a champion, making sure certain people don't do shit.
Which is a funny angle as the champ.
As a champ, hey, everybody can't get no chance. I'm going to make sure whoever got a chance don't do shit. That's all Drew McIntyre has been doing. That's why Cody Rhodes' promo, I was actually like, yo, you got a point. Like, my man ain't, hey, y'all ain't getting no shot, all right? I'll make sure that some of y'all ain't getting no shot. I don't even care about Randy. I don't care about Javon Evans. I don't care about Trick Williams. You and Jacob, y'all ain't getting no shot, though. Y'all ain't getting no run at this title, which all roads lead to it being a triple threat match at this point. However, when we look at Elimination Chamber and seeing how that went down, like, should Drew be defending his title tonight at Elimination Chamber?
You know, and man, low key, no. No, he shouldn't. Because Drew was making a lot of PLEs up to getting the title. Like, he more than likely had the main event match, even if he wasn't last. He had one of the best performances in about three or four events straight. So, yeah, no. It's like, you know what? Y'all got to put in y'all work around here. Like, I've already done it. But even though we are used to a champion doing some type of defense on the road to WrestleMania to add that suspense of, oh, wait, he may not even make it with the title versus not.
Now, we got our first elimination, and surprisingly enough, it's Alexa Bliss. Asuka sprays the mist in Alexa Bliss's face, and she gets pinned by Kiana James. And now the last member of the pod is out. It is Big Mummy Cool. She's taking off the shades. She's keeping the bandana on for SD or 268. And now she's about to do her thing in Elimination Chamber. I'm going to disagree with you. Because I'd rather see Drew McIntyre in the Elimination Chamber defend the title than Logan Paul.
At this point,
we know why they bring in Logan Paul in some of these matches.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go as far as to saying this. I'll go as far to say that Logan Paul should have already been world heavyweight champion once.
Wow.
Because if you're going to continue to bring him into these matches for namesake,
mm-hmm,
then you should have just gave him a title once.
No, that's a good point.
Come out that. Matter of fact, I could pinpoint exactly when Logan Paul probably should have been the world champion.
Mm.
When his brother fought Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine Logan Paul coming out with the world heavyweight championship and his brother going up to fight Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
See, y'all ain't slick putting Logan Paul in all of these matches when y'all need some saving. It's not like Logan Paul ain't going to give you a good match, because he's going to give you that work. But at this point, especially the way that they started off SmackDown, everybody was like, yo, Drew McIntyre, you a bitch. Everybody. Let's state, this is why I don't agree with you, Camp.
Look at.
Because Drew McIntyre has been costing Cody Rhodes championship opportunities. He's been costing Jacob Fatu championship opportunities. Randall Keith Orton, don't like him. Trick already had a run-in with him. And I don't think he had a run-in with Javon Evans yet. But out of all of the people in the Elimination Chamber, he's had a run-in but all but one. And they all said the same thing. Yo ass a bitch. Because you keep running in and out. But that being said, put him in the Elimination Chamber where he can't run.
Yeah.
He wins Elimination Chamber. And he say, all y'all was calling me bitches, but look who won. Then you figure out how to put Jacob Fatu and Cody Rhodes in this match. That's all. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, they didn't. Wow. Raquel Rodriguez eliminates both Kiana James and Asuka.
Oh, wow.
At the same time, you guys missed it. She power slams Kiana James through the pod. She's done. She brings her in the ring, does her finisher on Asuka, throws her on top of Kiana James, and she pins them both.
Wow, okay. There we go.
Now we have Tiffany Stratton, Raquel Rodriguez, and Rhea Ripley as your final three. Who's going to be the final girl? Shouts out the stream. Scream in theaters. Scream set in theaters. Go see who's the final girl there. But yeah, that's why. Like, this could have been an opportunity where it's like, hey, yo, everybody say I'm ducking y'all. Nick Aldis is pissed at saying you've been ducking everybody.
Yeah.
Put him in the Elimination Chamber. Only reason why I disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting Logan Paul, so I think I know the answer to this. I'm going to ask it anyway. Is there any chance that Logan Paul is the person who wins this Elimination Chamber or tonight?
And not for nothing, it's a very high probability, but the only thing is that Logan Paul versus Drew McIntyre, I just don't think that's the right story for WrestleMania. You could do it for Money in the Bank. You could do it for King of the Ring, No Mercy, Velocity, Fastlane. You can do it SummerSlam even. I'd even accept that for Night 1 SummerSlam. But the Showcase of the Mortals is one of the parallel like namesakes of WrestleMania. And that don't strike me as one of those. Even though it would be a fire match. So, like, for anybody saying anything crazy, the match would be fire. I just don't know if you book that with who they are personality-wise at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I'm straight. Part of the reason why I don't think Logan Paul belong up in this joint. I don't think it's no chance. In fact, I ain't changing my prediction. Cody Rhodes at the end of the night is going to be the person that poses, but I still say that it should be Randall Keith Orton who wins tonight.
Yeah.
It should be him who actually wins Elimination Chamber tonight. And if he wins it, and actually, SmackDown didn't change my opinion. It made it even bigger. When he says he wants to be the 15-time world champion, he's already apologizing to Cody like, look, man, I know we homies, but hey, sorry, fam. I'm going to have to go ahead and run through you to go ahead and get this. Like, the story right itself, Cody got to find his way to WrestleMania. He's been finding this, oh, shit. Okay. Okay, Rhea Ripley jumping off of the top pod. And then we got Tiffany Stratton with the prettiest moonsault. And it is now your final two, Tiffany Stratton and Rhea Ripley.
Hey.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, man.
Just like Vince would have won it anyway, right?
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
They got a box. They're going to be opening tonight. Don't know who's going to be, but it's a box that's opening. And a lot of people say, hey, what if it's Vince McMahon? But nah, man. Hey, I think Drew McIntyre dodged the bullet here when it comes, or not only dodged the bullet, I think there was a missed opportunity for the WWE to put this whole thing over. But I don't mind Randall Keith Orton versus Drew McIntyre. I know the WWE is like, yo, let's go ahead and put Cody in that spot and then get Jacob Fatu. They've already made their bed with the way that they are. They have been doing Cody and Jacob Fatu anyway. So we'll see what happens there. Brock Lesnar had an open challenge.
That's wild in itself, right? My man,
the floor is yours.
Brock Lesnar got an open challenge. He part time. He ain't got no belt. He not even booked for WrestleMania for sure. And he got an open challenge. Like, hey, please just make something make sense to me. Like he literally ain't won nothing in like a year now. And we giving him the open challenge. Hey, whatever NDA Brock Lesnar signed, look, salute to you, man. Salute to you, because, hey, it's obviously working in your favor post-McMahon era. But this is wild. And Brock Lesnar's an attraction. We get that. You know what I'm saying? People do come out to see Brock Lesnar and all of that, but dog, come on. There is
he break her nose and lose some teeth right there. Man, look, Jack. When I tell you, when I saw that shit on Raw, I was like, the fuck? There's so many different and better ways into making matches. I don't try to get into the complaints about creative. But there's when I have a complaint about creative. And a open challenge from Brock Lesnar. And we're waiting to see who's going to take it. Yeah, Tiffany Stratton broke her nose, man. Her nose leak. Her nose leaking. She's going to have to go ahead and get that fixed. She might have a new nose in 2 weeks.
Damn.
Bruh. I mean, if you want to just put Oba... If you just want to put Oba Femi up in there versus Brock Lesnar, then just do the goddamn shit. You ain't got to do the shit talking about some, oh, man, Oba Femi is ready for the challenge. One, two, three. And it is official. Rhea Ripley, Jay Cargill, WrestleMania, Rhea Ripley is your 2026 Elimination Chamber Women's Match winner. So we're going to get two meaty women bumping meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, best possible situation for Jay Cargill, even though she has made strides as an in-ring performer. Only one other person, but the one active person on the roster right now that is the best person for her to make a WrestleMania moment and to really have something cool for her for no matter what night. So congrats to both of them. Congrats to Jade for this moment, because you're going up against a former multiple women's champion and a woman that also stole the show at a WrestleMania recently. It's in recent people's memory. And you get that as your first WrestleMania match and first title match at WrestleMania at the same time. Nice.
Hey, look, I can already put my guarantee down. Rhea Ripley winning that belt.
Let's not get crazy.
And then we ain't going to get crazy, but shouts out to Big Meaty Women Bumping the Meat. We're excited about this match. All right, go ahead and put the browsers logo underneath this one, Jack.
Yeah.
Back to the Brock Lesnar open challenge. Hey, what y'all trying to do here? What y'all gonna say? Hey, man, Oba Femi rises to the challenge and he challenges Brock Lesnar. their match?
Like, yeah.
Why we had to do the, hey, he's coming up to challenge. Let's just book the match.
Yeah, because he shouldn't even be striving for dude. He don't hold nothing. He don't even hold, like, a weekly schedule. And no stepping up to the challenge. Hey, now look, if they really want to set it up, they could have had Brock Lesnar just show up, like, you know, like in the back. And maybe Obafemi's like cutting the promo or something, or he about to, and he'd be like, yo, let me run down on dude, let him know he ain't shit, and see what he want to do about it. Now, if you want to do that kind of storyline, I'm all in. But they know Brock Lesnar open challenge. First of all, what you open and challenging for? It's like, yo, come on.
We're doing an open challenge for a grudge match. If somebody's a fan of a grudge match, that's what we doing, an open challenge for?
Right. Yo. Are you open to be bad and challenge me?
It's like the gravest challenge. This ain't the ultimate challenge. It's the Brock Lesnar open challenge. I got a question for you. Cause I don't know. Let me just say, I don't know where we going with Trick Williams. Cause the way Trick Williams been on TV this past week and everybody on Twitter saying that this man is a star, look, they might mess around and shock the hell out of us and Trick Willie wins tonight.
Yeah.
And also WrestleMania night 1 and 2. The first hour will be live on ESPN.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be the first time WrestleMania is on TV.
Right, yeah, network television. Wow.
Wow. This is big. That is huge, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think people understand how huge that is. That being said, has Trick Williams overtaken Obafemi in the Negro Power standings?
Yeah, for sure. In the Negro Power rankings, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Before you even say anything,
why
would it be Obafemi go up against Brock Lesnar and not Trick Willie there?
Because.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, and I definitely have an answer. Because. Even if Obafemi loses against a Brock Lesnar, he's super tough and he ain't gonna be around all the time, so he could whoop everybody else's ass but his. But if Trick Williams loses to Brock Lesnar, here y'all go killing another black superstar.
Okay, I didn't even think that one. And here, look, Black Russell losing to Brock Lesnar. Like, and that's actually part of the reason why I don't want a black wrestler going up against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. We don't need a Triple H Booker T moment, ladies and gentlemen. I don't need that. If Obafemi challenges Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, he better win. I don't want to hear no shit about, well, it's Brock Lesnar. No, Brock, you better put him over. Hey, I ain't gonna say y'all will lose me, but man, y'all will piss me off if Obafemi comes in and challenges Brock Lesnar only to lose on night one because Brock Lesnar don't want to be there for night two. So he gonna lose night one, gonna mess around and be the first match of the night because Brock Lesnar gonna be like, yo, I'm just trying to get the fuck up out of here and shit. And then Obafemi, they do all these power moves, and then he get F5 one time, and then he's pinned. That would piss me off. I would rather Sami Zayn challenge Brock Lesnar, if that's the case. Do that shit. Let it be Sami Zayn versus Brock Lesnar before it's Obafemi versus Brock Lesnar, and he loses. Nope. Sami Zayn, we used to this shit. Let him lose to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I do not want to see Obafemi lose at WrestleMania and Brock Lesnar beat another black dude. Nope. Mm-mm. This ain't Triple H and don't try to Triple H and Booker T this shit. I'm straight.
Yeah, man. Again, it's so, I don't know. I get what they're trying to do with this Oba Brock thing because people are talking it up. But yeah, unless it's going to lead to a true changing of the guard, it's honestly a waste of time. Like, if we're going to do dream matches and the future don't win, where we, you know what I mean? Like, why even have them? Why even set them up? Why make them a thing in any kind of way?
That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I'm saying. If we're going to do this, it better be a passing the torch moment. What I also don't want is Oba Femi to give Brock Lesnar a good match, quote unquote. And then at the end of the match, after he get F5'd by Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar look at Oba Femi and he shake his hand. No, fuck that shit. Yeah. I don't want to see it.
It is too much love in wrestling.
Yes.
It's still too much love, right?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
It's too much love in sportsmanship right now. This is wrestling. Like, this ain't now, because now we're at the point where the NBA players that I don't even know be fighting more than the actual wrestlers and sticking to the script.
Yeah.
It should be the other way around.
Yeah, I don't want to see that shit. Hey, two topics before we get out of here. Am I wrong for being too upset about AJ Styles and that tribute shit and him not wrestling at WrestleMania at this point?
Well, I didn't see the tribute. So,
it was really just, you know, like they do for every retired wrestler. You know, they got everybody come out at the ramp. They start talking and people and their life start coming down and stuff. And then The Undertaker came down and told AJ Styles he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Okay.
Yeah.
But to start off Raw, Gunther came out and was like, yo, this is bullshit. Like, what are we doing? It kind of gave us the feeling that Gunther was going to come back at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And we was going to get AJ Styles saying, hey, I'm about to retire, but I ain't done yet. I'll see you at WrestleMania. Am I wrong in holding out hope that AJ Styles and Gunther will be wrestling at WrestleMania? Or should I just give this shit up?
You know, I kind of want to tell you to give up, but honestly, it ain't been enough matches announced for me to say that yet. So, like, don't get me wrong. We know we got Roman versus Punk, and now we know we got Rhea versus Jade, Liv versus Stephanie. Hey, but that ain't enough yet. That ain't enough. Even if it is going to be Brock Oba, it's still not enough. We need to know who's going to win this Elimination Chamber, who's going to face Drew. And if it's Cody, it's Cody. But again, in 2026, I don't think that's as hot of a ticket as it was 12 to 18 months ago. So for me, you need Gunther and AJ Styles there, even if they're in two different matches. If I felt that, WrestleMania's card is set, though, they already got the poster, cool, then I tell you, nah, you might as well give it up. I don't think they really got the poster that they won't get. So you can hold on hope for maybe like two more weeks.
I need Gunther and AJ. This whole retirement thing, and look, Rey Mysterio got inducted in the Hall of Fame, and then he wrestled that same night, the next night, all right? So I'm going to continue hoping that it's Gunther versus AJ at WrestleMania. Like you said, all of these matches ain't been announced yet, and even some of the matches that they've talked about ain't sexy enough for me to turn on the stream. It's good enough to watch the first hour. On ESPN. Like, I watched the first.
Yeah.
But that's all y'all got for me right now as AJ Lee and Becky Lynch are about to wrestle. You got Becky Lynch is coming out. This ain't technically a homecoming for AJ Lee, is it? Or has she lived in Chicago long enough to where, you know, like you're the best person to answer it. Being from Freeport, like AJ's from, I think, Jersey. But when you're married and you have somebody that is from the area and you're probably taking jogs through Wicker Park and shit, like, is this a legit homecoming from AJ right now?
I would say it is.
Before you even answer, should she be coming out second?
Nah, she's still not the champ. Nah.
Do they got Becky coming out first?
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm looking at this like, Shorty ain't even from here.
Right. But see, the thing is, she married CM Punk, you know what I mean? And I do believe, depending on who the person is, I think being attached to them, you just get associated with the city. Like, but whatever city it is, like, for instance, obviously, he's already married, but, well, all these gentlemen were. But, like, any woman that marries T.I., Gucci, or Jeezy, you know, you're like, oh, you from Atlanta.
you from Atlanta.
you know?
That's a good analogy.
You know what I'm saying? Like a common.
We know.
If Common would have married Tiffany Haddish, we'd be like, yeah, y'all know Tiffany Haddish from Chicago. You know, right. She from here now.
Hey, you got a great point, because Chicago and black people will take somebody. Yeah. Take people. Like, yeah, you right, because black people, if you got that one, we'll take you if you ain't even black. People would start saying that Robin Thicke was a light-skinned black man for a while. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I still remember when they did that that Bobby DeBarge documentary or the movie on TV One. Yeah. I found out that El DeBarge never wasn't Puerto Rican. I was so upset with OG. I was upset with every OG that I've ever met in my life when I found out that El DeBarge was a mixed raced black man.
Yeah.
And he wasn't Puerto Rican. Like, nah, how?
I felt
like somebody led me astray on that one. So I would consider AJ to be like the El DeBarge of Chicago.
Hey, there it is.
Like, we just there did it. Like, hey, here's the thing. Like, here, she not playing up to Chicago. She got on pink and black.
No.
Like, Natty don't even rock. Like, Natty ain't even wearing pink and black like that no more. Why you wearing pink and black? You ain't Bret Hart.
Yeah.
You ain't a Hart. You wasn't even training at the Dungeon. Why you got on pink and black? How come it couldn't be blue, red, and white?
It was the red, yeah.
See, this is why. Matter of fact, I'm glad that I didn't hear her pop, because if I would have saw her skip out in this pink and black in Chicago, I would have booed the shit out of her ass. Nah, your husband about to your husband wrestles next, and he gonna come out. If he come out there wearing pink and black like you, then I. But if his ass come out there wearing any Chicago color and your ass got on pink and black, you disrespecting the crib. You take your ass back to Jersey, or you can send your ass to Canada. Go to Canada. Go rebuild the Dungeon. You sure? Go ahead. You been coming out there with the goddamn blue on. It should have been heavy blue, little red trim. But fucking up, AJ. All right, man. We don't have a lot of Do We Care. We already did one. We actually did like two when we think about it. But do we care about Liv Morgan versus Stephanie Vaquer? She made her pick. She knocked her ass out.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing, Stephanie Vaquer. So she picked her, and that's the second announced WrestleMania match. Do we care about this, though?
I'm going to say yes, we do, because we've already predicted the outcome. We've predetermined it in our minds. You know, when Liv Morgan came back, it was almost that pop was like she won the title then. It was like, oh, that's who y'all got to give the belt to now. She's back. So I think we care, because in our minds, the foregone conclusion
again, this no disrespect to Stephanie. It's just that you're just not hot. You're great enough. You bad. But you're just not hot enough to be walking around with that title. And Liv Morgan is Liv Morgan right now at 2026.
Yeah, I don't really care. I don't really care. And I know I had said last week and kind of earlier today that like Liv may have made the right choice. But I do think also you had a point. I think also you had a point, too. Like that definitely could have been some long term storytelling when it came to the bitch. You thought I whooped your ass, but now I'm gonna whoop your ass and take your belt. And now that Raquel Rodriguez ain't winning, it's like, man, I got Raquel, I got Roxanne. We all about to beat your ass, black woman. Like,
black woman.
I think they made the wrong choice now when I think about it. I think they made the right wrong choice. Think about it. I know we are watching this as we go along, but do we really care about Elimination Chamber? Like, if this wasn't in Chicago, would we care about this? Because it's feeling like Saturday night's main event to me right now.
Man, listen, I'm going to say for the first time, no. But you know what? The real nasty thing, and it's a TKO Endeavor thing, I kind of feel there is not enough firepower behind these PLEs anymore, man. Like, they're not feeling like events. And I mean, look, not for nothing, it feels like UFC 87. You know, and I don't know what happened at UFC 87. But you know, so I can't even begin to tell you like who was on the card for that. Or for 155. I just don't know. It might have been the era when I was watching heavy, but I don't know. But I'd watch it. Oh yeah, some white boy going to fight and somebody get choked out and knocked out. But I'll watch it. That's what these PLEs are starting to feel like. But these being the Royal Rumble and the Elimination Chamber, these are supposed to be two of your marquee moments for the year. Like, whoever wins those chambers matches, that should be like top 10 moment, one of the top 10 moments of the entire year. And it just feel like it's some stuff that's about to happen. So I don't know if that's on us, the audience, anymore than it is the company now.
Well, look, Elimination Chamber's going on currently right now in Chicago. We got Becky Lynch and AJ Lee starting off a bit slow, but they're about to rev it up and everything. And we will go ahead and let y'all enjoy the rest of it. But you can join us in the First Black Champ group page. That's after Travail. He just put up the thread up there. So you could go ahead and continue the conversation there. Any guarantee?
You know what? I'm gonna stick to my guarantee of Randy Orton winning this Elimination Chamber, even with Logan Paul in it.
Hey man, at this point, I'm going to keep my guarantee easy and keep it at Jade Cargill will be losing the belt at WrestleMania. So we'll keep that there. All right, man, close us out.
Yes, yes. Hey, listen, we appreciate y'all taking some time out during your PLE experience to come hang and kick it with us. We greatly appreciate you this day and every day that you contribute to the FBC community. So we definitely want to let you know that if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ podcast. It's the pick with the VP, DOC, and we are out. Fuck Johnny Wrestling.
Hey, that shit he did on SmackDown was funny as hell, though. It's still fuck Johnny Wrestling, but him being sad for losing his mask, that shit was hilarious. I ain't gonna front.